Well, they're not paying for it, are they?
No.
All right.
That's Sean, and I'm Carrie. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And I write books for a living.
She does.
And
she is New York Times and international best-selling author. And
that makes me have cred.
The most incredible woman ever.
Oh, Sean's the most incredible woman ever, too. Anyways, we start every podcast with a little random thought. Sometimes in the car.
Sometimes in bed.
Sometimes in the kitchen.
Sometimes in the restaurant.
Sometimes in the woods.
Wherever we are.
We're random. And then we get a little bit more intellectual.
Sometimes.
But not always. With a dog tip for life, where our dogs join us, and also a writing tip of the pod, or
that's
vice
right.
versa, maybe.
That's vice versa, but that's okay.
All right, man. We're random and cool.
So thanks for listening. We really hope you enjoy it.
The notes that go with this podcast are on my blog, CarrieJonesBooks.blog.
And there's all kinds of other interesting stuff there, too, isn't there? Love.
Pictures of Sean.
That's not what I meant.
I'm doing a voicemail right now in the car.
Okay.
I'm tired.
You're acting off tired. Like we had a really full day today or something.
We woke up at 6:30.
Yeah?
Is that early by most people's standards? I don't know what most people's standards are.
I would say
are.
That's median early, but there's plenty of people that don't consider that to be early at all.
Yeah, but those people probably get to go to bed at like 3 in the morning. Like cool vampire people.
Go to 3 in the morning and wake up before 6:30?
No. The people who think that that's super early. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I told you I was tired.
Yeah, those people probably do.
All right, when you're a grandfather, what do you want to be called?
Told you.
Tell me now.
I can't say it again. Not on the recording.
I forgot what it was. Wasn't it naughty?
No, it wasn't naughty. Well, some people might think it was naughty, but I didn't mean it to be that way. I could think of a similar word, though.
Like,
knower of all things.
Oh, jeez, I do remember what you said.
Okay, they can call me Coat.
Coat?
Yep, K-O-A-T, knower of all things.
Oh my god! Oh, you made me snore! It's Coach and Nana!
Coat and Nana? You want to be called Nana?
No!
That's such a New England thing, isn't it?
It isn't. It's, I think, British.
What would you ask
My
for
mom
that?
Was a Nana, and I my had, Nana was a Nana.
I had really askew names for my grandmother.
Wait, what were yours?
Like, Papa Nan, like baby versions of Grandpa and
I want to hear
Grandpa.
Them.
I don't remember the female.
Oh.
I already told, but it wasn't Papa, it was like Bapa with a B, I believe.
Oh.
I don't remember what I called my grandmother, but it was something. Bapa.
Bapa.
I honestly don't remember. I think it was Bapa,
and,
yeah.
And that was on your mom's side. What about your father's side?
Eileen. Yeah, I was like 13 when we moved into her garage apartment before I really remember.
What the heck is yellow car doing up there?
I don't know.
Our random thoughts in the car, by the way. And there's a yellow Mustang, is that what that is?
I believe.
Convertible in front of us. He was crossing the median earlier and I was like, what's that car doing? And Sean was like, hold on. Oh, his mental shields are up and I cannot telepathically determine. And then I was like, ugh. And so I was like, why are you cranky? You're so cranky.
You've been cranky all day.
I have not been cranky all day.
Okay, wait, wait. So we went on this nice little hike. And
the whole time Sean whined.
No, I didn't whine.
He whined. Oh, my feet are dirty.
You didn't let me change. She made me go hiking in loafers.
I didn't.
Like leather loafers.
It wasn't a hike.
It was walking on the carriage path, which is great, but it's dusty and it's like 4 miles long. It's a fine. My shoes just got dirty. Luckily, we're going to go home before we go out again. But we weren't planning on it. Anyways, so when we get back, when we get in the car, it's like, man, I'm so glad I have a good wife. You run that wine the whole time.
I thought he was being sarcastic. Because his default is sarcastic and ironic. And so when he says something that's an actual compliment, I'm not prepared for that because he has trained me into a Pavlovian dog response to expect sarcasm and irony.
But I had said nothing negative for like 15 minutes.
If he had said, "I have such a bad wife," I'd be like, "What did I do well?" Like, that would be it. That's how much you've trained me. And then, yes,
I don't believe that's
because
true,
your training is so big and strong, like, that's how I react. And yet you're, like, surprised. Huh, why would she think I would have been sarcastic? Why would she think I would have been ironic?
Welcome to the wonderful world of the imagination of an author's spouse.
No, that's so mean.
Turning everything back around on you.
Anyways, I apologize for not understanding because I'm kind that way. But that was my rationale.
Okay.
All right, so going back.
What were we talking about?
Grandparent names.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, okay, what were yours?
All right. Oh, my grandparents? Yeah. So many.
The two most interesting, how about that? You can only have like a maximum, you know, unless you've been through the millions of divorced families and adoptions and stuff.
I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty close to that, honestly.
So, what were the names, Liv?
My mom's parents were Nana and Grandpa Morse, and my father's parents were Grandpa Barnard and Grammy Barnard, and then, like, I have Portuguese.
Did you actually call them that, though? Did you say Grampy Barnard?
Grandpa Barnard, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'd be like, hey, Grandpa Barnard. But I was only, like, 3 when he died, so.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. It's like I don't remember what I called my great-grandmother.
But my mom was really adamant that she would never be a Mimi. Which is a French-Canadian version of Grammy. Right?
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure the Drew Carey show hadn't been on television for a couple years?
Because my Aunt Patty was a Mimi, and her mom was a Mimi, and the Gelinas' grandmom was a Mimi. Everyone was a Mimi, and I think my mom was so bigoted against French-Canadian people, interestingly enough, that she was like, just thought being a Mimi was like somehow like super lower class and horrible. But my mom would never admit that she was bigoted at all. But she was, in the end.
End
of my TED Talk. We went to a barbecue place today in Trenton, Maine, and it was amazing. And the floor was slanted at a 45 degree angle, but it didn't matter because the barbecue was so good. What?
We all know that's an exaggeration, but it was a humpy little floor.
It was like 15. It was like a 15 degree angle, man.
Could have been from one side to the other. I thought the barbecue sauce thing was going to slide off. But it didn't bother me one bit because it's just
amazing.
So, the food was so good. And, you know, the what do you call it? The atmosphere of the building is just
awesome.
Yeah.
And the people who worked there were super cool. And, like, they turned over. They opened at 12, which nobody apparently knew, and we all showed up at 11:45. And they turned over, like, 4 tables in a half an hour.
Yeah, they did good with their service.
It's crazy.
I mean, they weren't exactly crazy busy, but they did get everybody at once.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Nobody waited for a minute for their food.
No orders were screwed up.
No, that was freaking good. We should go back for dinner?
Kind of. All right. But we're supposed to go to a road reunion.
After that.
Well, they're open till 8.
That's it?
Yeah. I looked at the thing on
the
website.
Well, for the location, that's probably pretty.
Yeah, it's kind of like on this random strip of highway called Route 3 or the Bar Harbor Road because it leads to...
Bar Harbor.
Good job, buddy.
In Southwest, in Mount Desert.
But, you know, I guess all that matters is Bar Harbor because they call it the Bar Harbor Road. But yeah, it's just like randomly next to like a boat building place and...
Yeah.
What's on the other side?
Oh, I can't say. Oh.
I can't say. It sounded like it was a strip club.
No, it's a person's house. I know his name. I don't want to say. It's a big fish house, like a lobster. We buy lobster from a lobsterman and ship them out.
You know what I mean? Yeah. A lobster pound shipping plant?
I think this is the name for it. But anyways, I can't remember what it is yet.
Anyways. What do you think about the grandparent name called, like, if you were, do you ever want to be a papa?
Oh, no.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because
what? Cause what do you think?
I feel like I'm appropriating.
Of what?
Somebody else's culture.
Wealthy French papa? Pretentious people?
Maybe. That also makes me feel extremely uncomfortable.
Really? Papa.
You know what?
Come see me, papa.
If my grandchild's wealthy and his parents are giving me money, they can call me papa.
Grandmother, which is not probably gonna happen, they're just gonna call me Carrie.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not gonna get a cool name.
Well, you might have changed your name by then.
Can I be like Honey?
Honey?
Don't they do that in Florida? Like they call the grandmas Honey in the South? Like,
dude, that's from the South.
That's Honey.
Boat, man.
Is it?
That's, how many other people have you known have been called Honey?
Wait, is there a character named Honey on Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes, it's the freaking best friend of... What's her name there? Isn't her name Honey?
Oh, the white lady?
Yes.
Oh.
Jessica's best friend.
Yeah, Honey. Yeah, but no, like, don't you... Like, there'd be, like, Babs and Grandpa, or Honey and Grandpa, or Gigi and Grandpa. Like, they all have, like, those...
Yeah,
is that just wealthy Florida?
I don't know. I was never in wealthy Florida.
Oh, that's a scum.
That was a...
Whoa!
Big fat dead skunk.
Oh, that poor little skunk.
Poor little... He might have been poor because he got slammed, but he wasn't little.
Dude, you know what? We will remember him for a little bit.
At least for next hour, probably.
Next hour, yeah.
Can I say
headphone
up
on? I'm going to
make it
look cute.
Why
are you recording?
I don't know.
Go ahead. Writing tip of the pod. Before we get started, I just want to interrupt Carrie here and mention that in that real short little clip, if you didn't notice, Carrie was wishing that she had toenail polish.
I did.
And I wish she did too. Because I really want to paint the toenails on those cute little feet again.
Okay, that's not what our podcast is about. That's not. Oh.
How not to write your pod. I mean, novel.
How not to do your podcast would be a better one, man.
How not to write your novel is the title of this one, though, right?
Right. It's really about procrastination.
She's been waiting for ever to get that toenail polish.
Yeah, and I still don't have toenail polish.
I know. We'll use ketchup tonight.
Baby, get the Heinz. Mama's toenails aren't looking sharp.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Sweet baby Ray's. Anyways, we're not going to color my toenails with Sweet Baby Ray's ketchup or the more logical solution of Sharpie pen. Instead...
I don't like the taste of Sharpie pen.
Ew. We're going to have to delete
this. No, we're not.
Okay, how not to write your novel. It's a lot like life, honestly. And here's the number one hint. If you don't want to write your novel, you should...
Wait forever to start writing your novel.
That's right, man.
Yeah. Don't wait to start. Don't expect lightning to strike or a muse to come down from the heavens.
Or Mount Olympus.
Wherever.
Okay.
Just write.
Just write. Call it practice if, quote unquote, writing a novel seems too big a task. Trick your mind into being chill about it. Unlike me driving in the car, as you heard in the random thought, I had a scream going on there. Because I'm not very chill when I'm not driving. And if you want to do something... You know what, man? You've got to do it. You can't procrastinate about it. You can't wait for permission from some unknown deity. You just got to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, can you read that to yourself over again? I'll take the next one. As long as it's legal.
Just do it.
Or at least questionably legal. It doesn't hurt other people.
Just do it.
Just do it. Obviously, that sentence up there about not waiting for permission doesn't apply to all things.
Not all things.
No.
But what does it apply to?
Art.
Yeah.
And writing.
Yeah.
And joy.
Yeah.
And fun.
Fun.
You know what? That's just last night. Impromptuly. That's not a word, I know, but...
Oh, my word.
With no forethought, Carrie partook in a little picture-making with stained glass.
Yeah, man.
And she had so much fun.
It was really fun because I had no idea what I was doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she didn't wait. She just did it.
Yes. And that's all that matters. So back to the point. We wait all our lives for inspiration, for a prince or a warrior queen to come sweep us off our feet, for the muse to bless us with the perfect novel or poem or stained glass art or family or painting or child. But you know what? That's not going to happen. Oh, that's
we have harsh. To put in the work.
Yeah, man.
We got to do it ourselves.
We have to be brave and actively go after what it is we want. Which is why I guess I don't have toenail polish, because I haven't been brave.
Can I just ask you a question?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Are muses sexy?
I do not know. I do not know if muses are sexy. No,
like every time I hear that word, what I picture is...
A sexy muse?
No matter the gender, male or female, whatever the author is... attracted to.
Right.
Coming down. And yeah.
They're
it's
sexy.
Like gold and it's sexy and it's just like in that pose, like, you know, Greek pose where it's casual because it's eating grapes or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think when I imagine it, I see Bullfinch's mythology, which like had these little illustrations and they were pretty hot ladies, but they were all ladies in that.
Well, you know, in today's world, I think it's going to be both.
I think it's
any gender or genderless whatever.
Yeah.
Point of attraction. A muse should... A muse probably is going to be, in the author's mind, just a point of attraction, right?
I don't know, because my muse looks like Gandalf. Or Athena.
It doesn't look like me.
No, babe. It's not like a 6'6" Viking man.
So you're lying to me every time when you say I'm mildly attractive.
That has nothing to do with inspiring my creativity, sweetheart.
Oh, you're writing the wrong kind of novel, baby.
I am apparently writing the wrong kind of novel. And here's the thing. We might write a ton of sucky sentences. We might forget how to use a comma. We might fail and get rejected a million times. But that's what makes a quest good, right? Like, and you can't have a quest if you don't, if you just procrastinate, right?
No, you can never have a quest, actually.
Quest.
But that's what makes the goal worth it. It's like
the chorus.
Who the heck wants to run a marathon, right? You're thinking that to yourself like the whole time that you're training. You're like, this is friggin' stupid.
Right.
But then I'm sure I've never done this, but I can only imagine that once you run that marathon and you get that goal for yourself, it makes it all worthwhile.
I think so, and it wouldn't be worthwhile if it was easy.
That's my point, really.
Yeah,
why I picked the marathon.
I was summarizing.
26 miles of hell.
Ooh.
Anyway.
So if you want to write a novel, write it. Just get started. And if you don't want to write a novel, don't. Study craft, push yourself, think about who your story is about and how they relate to the world, and just write down the words you hear in your brain or the visions that you see and start it, because you've got this.
You know what? I just thought of something.
Okay.
Based upon your words of wisdom that you wrote right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm going to think about it tonight.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the rules should be, like 3, 5, 7, or even an even number. But if you think about something or dream about something more than a certain amount of times, you should at least give it a try.
Yeah, you got to try.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be about writing. You just got to give
right.
it a try.
You really should at least just invest a little time and effort and see what happens.
Do it.
Dog?
No.
Dog? So we don't have one of those chalky clickboards, but if we did. Dog, tip for life. You got me so messed up, I forgot.
All right. The dog too. You know what? Your dog.
Wait. It's about going for it. I'm interrupting. Captain interrupts.
Can we talk about this?
No, wait. I just saw something from last night.
Oh, you did it again!
We came up with your... Last night... Okay, last night we came up with Carrie's superhero name. Because I called her something and it was a little bit like out of order. I said... Super sexy.
No, that was not. The word sexy was not in that.
Yes, it was. Oh, yeah, it was.
It was cute. You said cute.
Oh, okay, what was it? Do you remember? She doesn't remember. Anyways. So Sparty says, if you want to do something, just do it. He's been riding around in my truck now for like a month. A couple days a week. Sits in the back seat. Doesn't get in the front like he does in Carrie's car, because that's... the way I roll. Today, I think he decided that if he thought about something more than a certain number of times, like I said earlier, he better give it a try, because he was in the front seat of my truck when we came out of the store.
He got so yelled at. It was so sad.
He did not get that yelled at.
It would have made me cry.
Anything will make you cry, baby.
That's why I'm super cute crying girl.
That's not your superhero name. Anyways, Sparty's dog tip for life is just do it. Oh, wait, that's Nike.
No trademark.
Go for it.
Here, we're a perfect example. This podcast is stupid and ridiculous and kind of occasionally makes no sense,
fun
right?
As heck
for the audio
me.
Quality just sucks. The
quality is
quality.
Good. Yeah, mama said, boy, I like chocolates.
I talk good. Anyways, but do we care? No, we don't care. And are we upset about it? No, we're kind of not. And have we had over 101,000 downloads somehow?
I don't know, have we?
Yes, oh, and I don't know how. So the point is, we were just like, you know what, we're going to just do it. And we did.
And hopefully this is fun for one other person in the world. For one.
Hollywood.
Hopefully it is fun for at least one other person in this whole entire world of 7.5 billion people. As it is for us.
Probably your mama.
My mom doesn't listen to this.
What the heck? Why not?
I don't know. She doesn't know it exists, probably.
Oh, I don't think we should tell her. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, no, we should tell her.
No.
Send her a link to the first episode.
No.
She's got nothing else to do but sit there and listen. It'll drive up the numbers.
Oh, all right. Hi, Sean's mom.
We love you.
We love you. Oh, my God. We're the viewers.
That was good. We haven't done a podcast that good. Hey, love. Now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
cool.
And it's a summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Subscribers, I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed
by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that at the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.